fucking barbarians. They had buried two Torix as best they could. The icy ground was impossible to break, so they had covered him in branches and leaf litter and let the snow finish the job. Attius had said a few words of Christian prayer. The others had stood respectfully as he spoke the words, but only he suspected because he was their leader. None of them were followers of the Christos, and he was sure he had seen Scaurus, ever the traditionalist, slip a coin into Tutorix's mouth for the journey across the Styx. What Tutorix himself believed he didn't know. The Roman pantheon? The Gallic gods? To be honest, he wasn't sure it mattered. He had been forced to confront his faith in Alexandria, and he still didn't know if it had been strengthened or shattered completely. When one such as Oregon, who inspired so deeply, had turned out to be just a fallible man, where did that leave faith? He had more or less decided to ignore the problem and just carry on as before, a faithful follower of Christos, but without the rules and restrictions applying to him personally. But when he was presented with a sudden death, unexpected, the old doubts came back. He tapped Aldric on the knee. How far have we come today? Aldric bit his lip and looked upwards.
5 miles, about.
Attius tutted. It was slow progress. The best part of a week since they set out from Colonia. He thought they were making around 10 miles a day, heading mainly east and a little north, deep into the territory of the Chatti. How much further to our destination? Aldric looked up and to the right, thinking for a moment.
At this pace, still 6 or 7 days.
Attius looked around him at the men, not exhausted, but clearly fatigued from the half-day's march. He could up the pace, but it would not be sustainable. There would be injuries, from falls to footsores, and their defensive abilities would be degraded. His mother had told him Aesop's fable of the tortoise and the hare when he was a child, and though he had rarely put its moral into action, now was a good time to apply it. Slow and steady wins the race. Finish up, lads. We're moving again soon. His announcement was greeted by muted grumbles, but none spoke out loud. For all their rough edges, these men, who Oclotinius and Attius had picked from the ranks,